Yes, it is Thursday, August 18, the Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio. A very good morning to you if you're just tuning in. Weather's good. Souths and Penrith tonight. Winx Steaks Saturday. And Blocker's in the house.
Wow.
How are you, Block?
Panthers and Souths tonight. You know what? I've very rarely been better, but I'm a little bit saddened. I want to get some advice off you guys because you guys tell me the truth, and I feel energised when I come in here on Thursday.
So do we.
I want to ask you, and I want you to be very, very honest with me. Do I look dodgy to you, blokes?
Oh, dodgy.
Do
dodgy.
I look dodgy?
No, you don't look dodgy at all.
No, you don't look dodgy.
No.
No.
No, okay. One bit.
How come every time I'm on an airport, I get pulled up and searched? Why? I say exactly the same thing to them. Do I look dodgy? Every time I
it's random.
It can't be random because...
It's like a drug test. Ask Kalen Ponga. It's not target tested. It's just random. They just pull your name out of that.
Well, how come they pull me out every time?
It's your lucky day every single time.
Maybe they just think...
Look at this big unit.
Yeah. Maybe it's like smaller person syndrome or something. I've just got to, show a bit of authority over someone of bigger stature than me. Something like that.
I just thought it might have been me. I might have looked...
No, you don't look dodgy.
No, I don't think you look dodgy.
Actually, that's probably what reverse psychology, because you look smart and intelligent. They think this bloke's up to something.
I'm going to pull him up
and just have a bit of a conversation with him and just to see. Do you speak to the security guard when they're there?
Yes, I grunt.
Why don't you come get a few tattoos, Block? Why don't you come get a few tattoos?
Bugger's only doing his job.
They'll let you through then, because then you will look dodgy.
I would love to get a tattoo.
Okay, I'll take you.
No, but I'm scared of it. Does it hurt?
Yeah. Depends where.
We need to be back on TV for that.
Depends where you get a tattoo.
What? You want to get a tat?
Yeah, I want to get a tiger on my calf.
Yeah. No, that doesn't hurt. That won't hurt at all. I got a tattoo on my calf. Doesn't hurt at all.
What hurt the most thing?
My ribs.
But you know what? The problem with the tiger... Oh, that looks... What does that say?
That hurt.
Lock it. You're 60 years of age. What do you want a tattoo for?
Because I'm going through a different stage.
Right.
But the only
Bridget
problem is...
asked for a tattoo?
Menopause.
No, she won't. She'll be gone.
Early menopause, Lock.
you get hot and sweaty and all that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Can you sleep? You have
sleep with a jumper on with and the aircon. You sleep with a hoodie on and the aircon on.
Do you know
hot
what?
And cold.
I get tired when I go to bed, and that's normally what happens, isn't it? I'm very tired.
It's normally the other way around. You normally go to bed when you're tired.
No, but I mean I'm extra tired when I go to bed, right?
Yeah, it's early menopause.
So I would sleep, I reckon, 4 or 5 hours, and then I wake up. Do you think I can go at 3, 4 in the morning?
Yeah, that's
me. And I've got to get up and...
Yeah, that's you know, me, Block. That's me. You go to sleep easy, but when you wake, you're up. You're gone.
I'm crying here. Hmm. There must be something wrong because I'm tired, but I can't go back to sleep. Is there any medical practitioners out there or someone who's good at sleep
apnea? Sleep apnea. Have you had a test?
Yes, can't you tell? Look at the marks on my face from all the bloody mask and that.
Do you wear a mask?
You don't want to sleep anyway, Block. A couple of hours a night, it's all you need. And get up and enjoy the day, mate.
Cap thinks I'm Darth Vader. She goes, take that bloody mask off. Okay, then. What are you laughing at?
Is it easy to sleep with the mask on?
Well, it took a while to get used to, Loz, but I'm telling you, when you have that deep sleep, if you're not used to it and you've got sleep, you get the most beautiful sleep for 4 or 5 hours. The most beautiful.
So when you go away...
I'm not sure it's working for me at this age.
Do you have to take the machine with you?
Oh, yeah, I plug it in the plane and everything if I'm going on a long journey.
Imagine that. with a new chip.
What? Oh, yeah, and you put
you
that
imagine
on.
That. Oh, hey, babe. You know what? Loz, imagine that first night, bring a girl home and go, right, babe, I'm just going to stick this on. Yeah. Thanks for a great dinner.
And she goes away. And then you go...
Don't mind me. I've got to stick this on. I've got to put a splint in because I grind my teeth. Put some volume on. Excuse the snoring.
Mouth guard.
What? Yeah, I'm not sure I'm ready for that just yet, Mark.
I'll put the headgear on.
Do you mind just turning my machine on while I doze off, babe?
So Blocky, I want to know on a plane, how do you do it? You said you put it on a plane.
You don't believe me. You said bull. Well, yeah. What happens is you get these different plugs.
Can you take a photo? Can you get your wife tonight to take a photo and send it to me, please?
Yeah, do you want me
to? I want to see what it looks like.
Can I have my jammies on or not? What?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Loz, so you get all these different things that, you know, when you go to different countries, the different things that you can plug things in.
Yeah.
Adapter.
Adapter, that's it. I'm very adept. So there's one.
The old adapter.
Loz, there's double adapter. So there's always one that you put in the plane and then you put your machine in.
Right.
And then off you go in the la-la land. What
wallet, keys, phone, passport, and sleeping machine.
What about the person sitting next to you if you're on your own and you.
Excuse
me.
Don't mind me.
I just should put a mask on.
Don't mind me.
What it looks like?
Give me a look at it.
Well, yeah, no. I've only got the one that just goes under your nose. I couldn't handle those ones.
Oh, my
That's the
God.
Full face.
That's the full face.
That's the full face. All
right. Yeah, I'm not sure that's working for me just yet, Block. I think I've got to wait a few years for...
Well, it's better than snoring.
I'm not sure.
Some.
I'm actually not sure.
Like some mornings, Kath had to get up and pull the curtains out of my nose before I had the sleep apnea machine.
Man. Now, we thought special treat this Thursday in the studio. Now, Sticky Wings and Smoky Barbecue are giving you and a mate the opportunity to win a VIP experience for two at this year's Bathurst 1000. Now, this is a serious bucket list type of opportunity, including full weekend hospitality packages, a grid walk, track lap, accommodation as well. So I'm guessing that's a lap around the track. To enter, just simply go to stickywings.com.au or smokybbq.com.au.
Can I ask a question?
Register your details.
Can I ask a question about that trip, about that little prize, that beautiful prize that is from Sticky Wings? Surely the people who win it would need some chaperones.
Opportunity.
Opportunity not.
Oh, dear.
So that is stickywings.com.au or smokybbq.com.au. Smokybbq.com.au. Supercars, never tasted so good. Keep an eye out too for Sticky Wings and Smoky BBQ in your local IGA. If you can't find them, then ask the manager to get them in. So this morning we got here Blocks, saucy Australian super chicken wings.
It's easy for you to say.
With a smoky, sweet and spice classic barbecue flavour. We've also got slow cooked, sweet and sticky Louisiana style, larger, juicier and meatier.
Can I ask
ribs.
A question about wings and chicken here. And the wings that you eat, right?
Yep.
Mm.
How much of the bone do you eat?
Nah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Swallow the bone?
I crunch it first. On the wings. Yeah, because, mate,
hang on,
there's not
you
much
don't
meat.
You swallow the bone, though.
No, I chew it. And
this is the difference between sticky rings.
I mean that edge bit, right on the edge bit.
Oh, yeah, you can take that down.
Just crunch that down.
Yeah, you can take that down. That's play on, I reckon.
Yeah.
Meat just falls off these.
You wait till you have one, Block.
I'll let you know, Block.
Oh, mate,
I have one.
I'm fasting till lunchtime.
You wait till you have a sticky.
Oh, no, how good are they? Ooh. Hey, listen, I heard you blokes talking a little bit earlier about Cameron Munster and the Melbourne Storm offering him $800,000. Are they serious? Out on the open market, that bloke will get $1.2-1.3 million.
For sure. He's going to the open market. It's a no-brainer, isn't it?
What are Melbourne doing? Don't they want him?
No, I reckon they've prioritised
Hughes and all the boys before. Do you reckon with his, what I say, his ego, like he's a pretty confident sort of bloke, do you reckon he'd be dirty on the other blokes getting the deal before him? Not on the players, but...
No, I think he'd... I think he'd think he was a marquee player, and rightly so, and he wants to be rewarded for what he thinks is his fair price.
How long's he been at Melbourne now? Mate, it'd be years. He's been there for years.
And he probably thought he was the next one to step up into the Cameron Smith, Billy Slater echelon, and thought that he deserved to be the highest paid. But I think with Melbourne, it might have been a case of, look, if we pay Cameron 1.3 and we've got Pappenhausen, Hughes and Harry Grant, we're not going to keep
but
all of them. But so I can keep three of the four rather than two of the four.
If it was a difference of 100 grand, you could understand him not taking it. If it's a difference of 500,
yeah,
that's a lot of money, Bock. You can't.
But you can't not do it, especially over
4 or 5 years.
And he's still only is turning 28 in less than a month.
Mm.
He made his debut back in 2014. Just played one game that season.
I reckon the Dolphins have done a deal with him and said, "Don't say anything, otherwise the deal's gone." That's what I reckon's happened. I reckon he'll go to the Dolphins. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the Dolphins. I think they're the only ones that could offer him
maximum
that
dollar.
Money.
Live in Queensland
and be the face of it.
No brainer.
Clarkie, seriously,
I've just demolished a couple of the ribs.
By the way, Clarkie's come back from overseas, worried about how much weight he's put on.
It's fantastic.
5 kilos. I reckon I put on 5.
Do you know what?
If I look like that,
I'd be strutting up and down Crown Street every day, or Pitt Street.
Why Crown Street?
Oh, I don't know.
I'll tell you why, because no one's there.
Yeah, tell me a bit about Crown Street. Where's that, Surry Hills? Crown Street?
Clock Hotel. It's a Clock Hotel.
Loz, I've even got the strut. Look, what do you think, Jim? What do you think?
Oh, dear.
You know, that's a good strut, Block.
Yeah.
I still can't get out of my head the vision of Clarkie taking Block to the tattoo parlor.
I'll take him.
We have to get
Tiger on your calf.
I'm a bit worried about it hurting.
No, it doesn't hurt on your calf.
I'm worried about you getting a tattoo at 60.
Midlife crisis.
I'm desperate to see it.
Yeah. You know what?
Let's do it, Block. I'll get another one. I'll think of something to get.
You'll laugh at me
I'll be right beside you.
Like a little cat.
What happens if they give you a cat and not a tiger?
No,
they'll put
it on first. You'll be able to check it out. No. You'll be able to approve it.
That's what I'm worried about, Lods, and this is the reason why I won't get it, right? Because As you get older, you shrink. So the tiger, what does it become?
Oh my
a little
God.
Pussycat.
Yes, oh you don't want to be known as a pussycat.
I don't want to be a pussycat.
Block, I'm not sure. Your calves are not shrinking.
They've already shrunk. No, mate. Your calves are not chicken legs.
Your calves are not shrinking. They're going nowhere.
I should be wearing
them
as sticky wings.
Block, can you do that tiger again?
It's an aggressive tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Don't meet him in the zoo.
How often do you bring that out? And when do you bring it out?
Wednesday nights at the Lovely. When I got the mask on.
Doesn't sound as good when I got the mask on.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so.
That sounds
like I'm gurgling.
Oh, these ribs are unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I don't know how you can eat ribs at this time of the day.
Well,
I like food. But I can't eat like that sort of stuff until like lunchtime. Can't eat it for breakfast.
It's just the fact they put it right here in front of you. And what are we supposed to do?
See how strong I am? I can smell it.
You've got willpower. Yeah. The amount of times I know Loz and I have gone, we're not having them today. And as soon as they get on the table here, we are absolute, we're puppies. We're straight in. Just a reminder if you're just tuning in, so Sticky Wings and Smoky Barbecue, they're going to give you and a mate an opportunity to win a VIP experience for two at the Bathurst 1000 this year. So, real bucket list stuff. Full weekend of hospitality, a grid walk, a lap around the track, accommodation as well. So just go to stickywings.com.au.
Accommodation's not in one of those tents I see them in, is it? On the hill.
Oh, gee, but you're fun up there, though.
What? Bathurst?
In Bathurst, some nice boutique accommodations.
There's a hotel on the track, isn't there?
There is. Yes, there is.
Yeah, that's pretty good there.
Yeah.
You're a big car man, Block.
Not really.
No, I didn't think you were.
No. Just as long as it gets A to B.
Yeah, you're like me. I'm not a car man. I wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have a clue what I'm driving. Wouldn't have a clue.
Your Ford or Holden. Yeah. I said,
whatever.
I don't know.
Whatever's free.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Whoever gives me a car.
Tight asses. Come on, buy one.
Whatever happened to that?
What do you mean?
Well.
Not being a tight ass?
No. For years and years when I was on radio with. Are we allowed to mention it?
Yes, you can.
2GB.
Who?
I was on for 15 years with 2GB.
Is that FM?
We used to have, I'm not sure. We used to get a car. How good was that?
What do you mean?
We
you
don't get
car?
No car well, in here. Mate, we get a stubby holder, T-shirt, and one
well,
cap.
You know, sponsors sometimes, you'd get a car. Like,
I get a car.
Do you get a car now? What sort?
Well, sponsored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
my
say
great
you should.
Mates from Ferguson Toyota.
So you should. No.
Give that a plug.
What, have you got a Kluger or something?
A Sonia, yes.
A what?
Sonia. We call it Sonia.
Her name's Sonia?
Sonia Kluger.
Ah, very good.
It's pretty good.
There you go.
It's good. Mm. Good car. What colour?
White.
Mm.
Want the number?
I don't block. I buy my car. Block.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm like you.
I used to.
We're not lucky enough to.
Yeah, I know.
Have a sponsor. Middo and I don't.
You've got to have a high profile.
Correct.
Mm. You poor bugger. You suffer from.
I know.
Australian captain.
Devastated.
Can't even get a car. I'm calling all car yards.
I want a car.
No.
I like my
car. Clarkie's got a high profile.
I like my
car. Imagine what he can do for you. Like if he comes in on a Saturday.
I can crash it.
And you say.
I can definitely crash it for you.
Clarkie's going to be here on a Saturday for a barbecue. Can you remember how many Shulas had come down? Honestly, wouldn't they? Well, I'd even come down. He's beautiful. Yeah, you haven't even put. I've never seen a bloke go on holidays for 8 weeks and not put on an ounce.
I put on 5 kilos, I reckon.
You did, mate. Not.
Well, I'd love to know where you put it on.
Yeah.
Careful what you wish for, Loz.
You look the same.
Listen, can we talk footy?
Come on. What would you like to talk about?
Who's playing again? South v.
South Pirina. We'll do all
Panthers.
The previews after 7:30, but block. The Bulldogs, Cameron Serrato, a 5-year deal for a rookie coach. Mm. I know he's served the best apprenticeship of all and seems to be the next big coaching star at the game. But what do you make of the Bulldogs signing him for 5 years?
Well, he's virtually next in line. I think he's been at the Panthers for a long, long time and seen all the young blokes coming through. I wonder if their thinking is, and they say no poaching to other clubs and all that sort of stuff. I wonder whether their thinking is that they've got the best academies and the way their pathways come through, that they get a bloke like Cameron that knows all the insides about it, and all of a sudden they start to sign all those young fellas after they've signed their marquee players. But haven't they already talked about it? Oh, you can't, you know, let's make a pact now that you can't, you can't come and attack our younger players. But that won't happen.
No, it won't. But I think the Bulldogs are trending in the right direction, aren't they?
Mm.
You know, they've got a new leadership team there with CEO and chairman and the board are doing a fantastic job.
You've got Gus he would have done his homework, Gus.
You've got Gus there. You know, they've got stability and that's what you need with a good, strong footy club and you need good leadership. They've been able to attract players. They have now got the coach that they're after and a lot of clubs would have wanted Cameron Serraldo. So they're just trending upwards and you'd be excited if you're a Bulldogs fan.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Loz, that the five-year deal, a lot of people would have raised their eyebrows at a new coach coming in. But he would have been that much wanted out in the marketplace that maybe they had to get that was part of the deal, that you know, all these other joints were offering 3 years and all that. Maybe part of the deal was, mate, give me a five-year deal and give me a chance.
Mm.
And that's what's happened because there were so many people after him, I would say. Not that I know, but...
Just laughing at a text message here. I can't read it.
Read it!
I can't.
Mate,
read
get
it.
Some kahunas on you.
I want to stay on air block.
Oh.
Well, got bills to pay.
Well, say it in your own terms or something.
I'll think about
Surely
it.
You can smother.
That's smother. Did you see what about that? How good a word was that?
Yeah, good.
You just got to learn to smother.
It's a smother. Yeah.
Did you see the new Tigers Centre for Excellence? I mean,
I did. How good is it?
Can you tell me how different it was to say the weight situation that you used to walk into?
Mate, do you know what we used to? Mate, we used to have a room with some weights in it. That was it. That was the whole thing. But imagine now.
Hmm.
But you know, the other thing too is about all that stuff. It's great. The state of the art. It's all unbelievable, and that it's great. I love it that they've got that. But it doesn't make you play any better, mate. You got to, have a look at all the great. The great boxers back in the day, back in America, you know. You'd spit on the floor in their gyms and that. You know what I mean? This is the state of the art. They've got a barber. Hang on, Loss. They've got a barber in there. I just wanted to bring that up. A barber in
a
the Centre of Excellence. Can
so
you
a barber, not a hairdresser.
Can you imagine? Sorry, you know, the coach is in the waiting, in the coach's room ready to give a sermon and you run in late and you go, oh, mate, I just had that. I had a 2:30. I had to have a fade. You know, like, honestly.
Had to get my perm done. Yeah,
but did you see about the Tigers? They've got this big mural on the wall Benji and all that, and they wrote up, and they wrote up, they buggered it up, and said that Benji won a premiership with
Saints. The Dragons. Yeah.
So they've got to rip it down.
Yeah, that's it.
But it is good. Have you been there?
I've seen video. I saw footage on the news. Very good. And it's like, I think all sports do it because you want the boys at the ground or in the facility all day now. That's why they stick other things in there, like a barber, for example. So if they do their gym session in the morning, have an hour break, you got somewhere to go and eat your breakfast, then you go and do cardio, then you go and do whatever you're doing on the field. All the I get cricket was exactly the same. Yeah. They created the same, call it center of excellence at New South Wales. They did the same up in Brisbane for the Australian team. It's just a facility you get. You actually don't need to go home once you're there at 5 o'clock in the morning to get anything. You're nearly there for the whole day. Yeah.
Just on the tattoos, by the way, on the text line here. Just returned from holiday with my daughter in Venice. I'm 75. She is 50. I got my first tattoo, the Venetian lion's head. Ooh. Have been to Venice 6 times and love the place. Daughter also got the same tattoo. I'm a Panthers fan and I'm going to get the Panther head on my other shoulder.
There you go.
Says Nosy Noel from Penrith.
Never too old, Block. Never too young.
You guys have been to Venice, have you?
I've been to Venice, yeah.
What about the boats that take you into the into Venice? It's like, I felt like James Bond. Have you seen them, those timber boats? I was going,
good, aren't they? Drop you at the hotel.
That's right.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I went on the romantic one too.
How'd you go?
Well, it was tipping up a little bit.
Did you have to sit in the back?
That bloke had the row very hard. Mate, that was the day we were coming back from one of the tours, and me and Ciro in Singapore, we got on one of those blokes. You know the blokes on the front with the tuk-tuk? We had some long necks, and we said, mate, take us around the island.
Imagine that.
Just see how
hard. It was a two-wheeler, not a three-wheeler.
It was peddling.
By the way.
I hope you paid him a little bit extra, did you?